to the back of the base sheet. We'll start with the seven limb prayer. Gosum gupe gone chakte hello Nushami chu chu chi malubu Tomene sati tuta cheshan Suchi Dagi Junyan Gi Pesunam Ki Drola Penchir Sange Druparsho Chodan Soki Chob Namla Jong Chu Bardu Dagni Kyap Suchi Dagi Junyan Gi Pesunam Ki Drola Penchir Sange Druparsho Chodan Soki Chog Nam La Jang Chu Bardu Dagni Kyap Suchi Dagi Chun Yen Gi Pe Sunam Ki Dro La Pen Chu Sange Dru Pa
So I will begin with the breathing meditation, nine round breathing meditation, okay. Somebody else also leading the class or just me today? Just me? So please, left hand. And probably all of you know, pretty much, yeah. This is like called nine round breathing meditations, the technique how to get rid of the wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels, how to get rid of that, okay? So sometimes that do cause physical discomfort, then that contribute to mental discomfort. So this is the ancient technique how to get rid of wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels, okay? First, your left hand. Please make sure that your back is straight, okay? Inhale long, slow. Then that's the first set, that's three. So now please use right hand. Second set. So now the third set from both nostrils, not from the mouth, from both nostrils. Inhale, exhale. So we'll do now normal breathing meditations. We'll watch our breath. So from nose. So this begin with exhale. Then. So each time when you inhale, please count. Okay. So we'll just count. Okay. So just each time when you inhale, you count. Okay, first it begins with exhale. Then please count correctly. So we'll just do maybe 5 minutes or something like that. Okay, the back has to be straight. So this meditation, this normal breathing meditation, this is for what we call Namtok. Namtok is like so much story. Story has been created in the mind called Namtok, you know, like as in, you know, usually the mind keep thinking something. Or thinking related to the friend, thinking related to the car, thinking related to the house, thinking related to the food, thinking related to many, many things, you know. Thinking has to have something to, has to relate it to something, mind thinking. Oh, that's called Namtok, okay? It says, you know, they are saying if a person live with a chain of Namtok, then it's like chain is like, you know, like say like more than 108 beats. If the beats is 108, the chain means that like Namtok Lugujju, it's Namtok Lugujju. That's if not just one, there's many. Then, you know, there'll be hardly have any peace in the mind, because the mind is always, you know, thinking something. So this is important, you know. So this meditation taught by Vasubandhu, Indian master Vasubandhu. His name is Vasu, Indian masters. So the text is called like Abhidharma Kosha. It's like treasury of knowledge, treasure of knowledge. I believe in chapter number 8, this meditation has been taught. Chapter number 8, okay. So this is antidote, okay. So that's very important to, it's important to seek knowledge, and it's important to understand. So what is this, you know, what is this, just watching your breath in and out? For what? This is for, as I say, stopping Namtok, means mind keep thinking, Namtok, you know. Sometimes like, we become quite good in that meditations. When it's come down that kind of meditation, we are quite good at that. No, we don't need any instructions. Just goes on and on and on. So then, you know, that also like disturb peace of mind. You know, it's like it's kind of like enemy of the enemy of, you know, the happiness in the mind, peace of mind, or calm mind, or peace of peaceful mind, whatever you call. So this watching your breath in and out. You know, so then. Where the focus should be, so the focus should be on the counting. Exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, two. Even though you are hear voice, people coming in, people sitting down, all of a sudden somebody's cell phone rings. Because of course we hear, because you know, our senses are not, you know, all the senses are functioning. So then, long as we don't follow them, you know, so our focus should be on not the noise that's created by other persons. The focus should be in counting. This begin with jung, exhale, inhale. So then we count exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, two. And you count here. And that, no. So then, you know, any meditation, it suggests comfortable cushions, with comfortable body, and with, as I say, mind has to be positive. Okay, mind has to be positive. If your mind is negative, we cannot meditate. So also this breathing, watching your breath will help to neutralize your mind. So then it's easy to develop something positive from neutral. Then developing something positive from negative, it's very difficult. It's not easy. Very difficult. So it's also this breathing meditation will serve true purpose. Mainly, this is antidote, according to ancient techniques. So they use to stop the mind. They keep thinking. No, called Namtok. So somehow we need to learn how to mute those mind. Otherwise, you know, stillness, quietness in the mind, minds keep thinking, there'll be no quietness in the mind. So we have to stop that. So the way to stop, you know, is to concentrate your breath in and out. Okay. So then, each time you inhale, you count. It sounds like very simple. Yeah, it sounds simple, but you know, there's a lot of benefit. If you understand what it's for namtok. The mind keep, you know, talking or thinking for namtok, or namtok. Doesn't mean negative or positive, it can be neutral, you know, just thinking over something, you know, like, how the cheesecake has been made. Just wondering, that's not positive, negative, you're just wondering how the cheesecake has been made. It's not really positive, it's not really negative, just wondering, you know. So the namdo nyamuche. So it's a good set of knowledge, then you can, you know, like, the first you understand this what meditation is for, rather than just, you know, they're sitting there watching your breath, not knowing what it's for, then it's not good. It's called namdo. So if you wonder, so you can look at this text called Treasure of Knowledge, Abhidharma Kosha, written by one of the Indian master Vasubandhu a long time ago, I believe in chapter number 8. There are many, many meditations been listed in that chapter number 8. So the breathing meditation is one of them. Okay, so you can count 21, 22, 23, number doesn't matter. So 50, 100, you know, beginner, many, short. When you become very familiar, then few, long. That's how it's been done. Okay, so it will benefit you. Okay, if you do this in a proper, it will benefit you. So when you meditate, then it's called concentration. Cushions should be a little bit like back, should be a little bit up. It's not like this. Then maybe like after 5 minutes you will be. Should be like a little bit like this. Not like to mind a little bit like this, the back should be this. And this is like to prevent any pain in your leg. If you have been sitting a long time, it will help to prevent, because positions will help you to prevent some pain in your leg. So then eventually idea, you know, right now, then, you know, so we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day, 21,000 times a day, believe or not, according to instructions. So out of that, how many we are aware? In my case, zero. No, I'm not sure about your case. My case, zero, most of the time. So then eventually it has to be very normal. Very normal, very natural. In the beginning, it's okay, you know, when you're training yourself, it's okay to then. If you're having like difficulty recognizing exhale, inhale, then you say, just say, out, in. The important thing is the number. Out, in, two. Out, in, that's three. Out, in, that's four. Out, in, that's five. If you think that's six, then you have to start all over again. So then, you know, then make sure that you can count, you know, without distraction, without, you know, make sure you count, you know, like correctly 21 times fast. Then if you can count 21, then you can count, you know, 30, 40. So then it's good. You know, just sit there, you're doing something with some, you know, understanding what it's for. And, you know, so that's good. So now, say one more meditation, then I will teach. Okay, I will just explain five powers. So dealing with, you know, the mind that constantly talk, dealing with that kind of mind is not easy. No. So now the second, this one is like forceful method, okay? This is called forceful method, how to deal with this super, how is it, excited mind. Super excited mind means like can detach from something, you know, keep thinking. So then this is called forceful method. It can be done. In this case, I think forceful exhale, inhale, it seems like it's help. The impact is like more as a, that the temporary benefit of doing this meditation, it seems like if you forcefully exhale, inhale, then like that. Probably in the end, the impact is like greater than just right. Okay, so that from mouth then nose. Then same, counting each time when inhale you count. Okay, so in the 10, we'll count 10, and the end, number 10, then we'll hold our breath. Imagine the energy that going in is white, okay, round. Just imagine it's going in the center of your body, okay, just imagine that going in the center of your body. And during that process, we are holding our breath. We are not breathing. So then when you feel it reach forefinger below your navel or belly button, then just concentrate. There, white, round light. Bright, white, round, like marble. So then, exhale. You can hold your breath as long as you can. Then if you cannot hold your breath longer, then you just exhale like, oh. So that will also, this is called a forceful method how to stop super excited mind, okay? Then I believe it will also help you to relieve some of your pain in the back. In the back, if there's some pain, it will also help relieve. So in that case, probably when you exhale, then go like, like that, or maybe like, either way is fine, like this or like this. 10, the number, oh, no, 10 times. Everybody understood? Oh, yeah. This is called forceful method, how to stop super excited mind, okay? Forceful method. Long, slow. Then, if your body keeps moving like this, that's okay. Then in the end, and like this, okay. But hand doesn't matter. You don't have to sit like this. You can sit like here, like this. This also almost coming up. If that helps you, then please share with your friend. Treat them, you know. So it's good. Yeah, so then, what's the five power? Everybody has some, I know. I'm happy to see quite a number of people came. So this topic, I think, is not quite famous in the West. When you talk about death, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. So in Buddhism, there's something that you think about every day. So I like Steve Jobs. When he gives some talk, one of the university, I don't remember the name of the university, there's like three paragraphs, first, second, third. Number three, that's about, because he has cancer, so he talks about death. And he is somebody who has very, very scientific mind, so kind of, you know, like, interesting to see. I read all of that a number of times. So, same idea, different wording, different way of putting the word. So, most of the books have been taught at least 650 years, 1,000 years ago, kind of old book, you know, taught many, many generations ago. So now, 21st century, you know, somebody who's very, very has scientific mind and just talking about, you know, same message is kind of like interesting. So anyway, so I also, as a couple of Sundays ago, I, you know, requested you to read that, you know, last part. So what he's talking about, because he has this disease that he thought is going to kill him. So then somehow he survived, then eventually, you know, he lost. So, treating every day, treating every day as a last day. Doesn't mean it's going to be last day, but so much good comes out of that. So that's exactly meditation of death, that's what it means in the meditation of death. That's exactly. So, in Buddhism, there's something that you do every day. It's not like, you know, once a while when you get sick that you think about it. It's not like something, you know, you still think about that all the time. So then that's how you put into word, treating every day as a last day. So then, you know, like, then make decisions to be mean or to be kind or to be nice or to say something nice or do something useful to yourself or to others, you know. So what question is, what will you do if this is the last day? What will you do? So that's question been, you know, asked according to Buddhism every single day, you know. So then you deliberately choose to do something good, you know, to think something good if that's the last day. Want to say something, that you say rather than just wait, you know, you say something, okay? So, the moment we are born, our heart beats. In my case, it's continuous beating, never stop. It's continuous beating till now, like almost like more than four decades. It's been beating, day and night, beating. So, then it will stop. Some moment it will stop. It will definitely stop. So that means death is definite. That's what it means. Death is definite. That means that beat will stop, definitely. But when it stops, it's unknown. So the time of death is uncertainty. That's when death stops, it's unknown. You can't just say, I'm healthy, I'm young. You know, so you see all the time, you know, young people die way before they know, people who have grown up. And that. So then, what goes according now, this talks about, you know, what happens when this heartbeat stops. What happens? Oh, there are a number of things happens. So then there's, you know, when it's, then, you know, there's like all the senses can't get dissolved, you know, so like element, earth, water, fire, wind, the element dissolved with the senses, you know. So during that period, there will be some kind of like, how do you say, internal sign, external sign, you will see something, but actually not, it's this kind of like the sign is the dissolving the inner element, it's not actually happening, something physically happening. So then, you know, I think it's worthwhile to study them. So, you know, so then, you know, probably less, you know, like I say, the goal is to, you know, to recognize them. There's nothing to be fearful of. It just happens naturally. So it just happens. You know, it's not just somebody's creating something. It's just the sign. So then, today I was supposed to talk about the five power. So then, what will happen after when the heartbeat stops? What will happen? So there'll be like, you know, Buddhism, we talk about rebirth. As rebirth is very much determined by your actions. It's not determined by someone else. It's determined by your actions. So that's why in Buddhism, as far as rebirth is concerned, then people, they check their actions very seriously, you know, seriously. It's nothing to do with the religions. This is all related to one's life. So one's own happiness, not just happiness for this life and happiness for, you know, many more life to come. So in the West, you don't talk about rebirth, you don't talk about previous life, you don't talk about next life. In Buddhism, you know, we talk about rebirth, you know. So then rebirth, death, there's like minimum 49 days gap. What you call intermediate state called pardo. So that moment, you know, it has body, but not like our body, it's not solid. So there's like kind of rainbow, like light, very light. So then, you know, so I'm not going to talk about that. You read about pardo, it's kind of complicated. the different colors, the different way of walking, you know, like, different colors, different way of walking, and it has some kind of miracle power. It only stops in the mother's womb, nothing else. It just goes through the wall, you know, through the mountains. Mother's wombs, due to the karma, can go through the mother's womb. Then that's where this, you know, whatever you call countries, you know, they're stuck, you know, in the mother's womb. So there's all, like, so much information there. So how this, you know, 49 days, but then every week it go through someone death. Every week it go through someone death. So maximum lifespan of intermediate state, it's the intermediate state of part is like 49 days. So then the first 4 week, especially the fourth week, is kind of critical. More likely will take some form of rebirth. Okay. So that's about part of. So then, it's like traveler. It's on the journey all the time. It's moving. It's always, you know, it's like travelers, one place to another. But this body you leave, then you take another new body. Then you do things. Certain case people, you know, they continue with their walk. So that's why the Dalai Lama, His Holiness Dalai Lama, there's 14, now it's like 14. You know, so each Dalai Lama do something, then is not able to finish, then the next one continues, then start new thing, then never ever enough, there's not enough time to finish, then goes down, then that's how this, you know, reincarnations benefit in the Tibetan communities, because there's monasteries, to need to run, you know, then the whole community. So generally speaking, it's about the actions, the determinants, rebirth. So then sometimes, you know, so through the power of prayer, people choose their own destination, they choose. So that's just brief explanation. Okay, so I think the detailed information is in here. I think Pardo, so this is called Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, this book, or Lamrim. You can read the detailed information here. No? So now here, the five power. Okay, five power. The first one is called, how this task is the first one? Power of determination. Pembetto. So this, first, you know, I will briefly touch, you know, this five power when we are alive. Okay? So then five power, the time of the death. You know? So that also helps you to how to help. In monastery, some monks, they say, okay, so now please close the door. They don't want anybody to visit them. So they, because they've been doing a lot of practice, so now they want to, how to say, so they just ask you to know. So they, whatever you need to talk to, you talk to them. Certain time they say, okay, now please close the door. So then leave me alone. So there's no, so probably they are going through, the practice they've been doing when they're alive. So that's important. It's very, very difficult to help someone who's dying and like not having any practice. So it's difficult, quite difficult. It's called challenging. So therefore, now we can build something, we can build something. Then in the end, we just remind them. Then that's so easy. We just say some word. That person will catch right away. So then you just don't need to worry. So that person will pick up rest of the practice. The person will pick up. So first one is called power of determination, Pembetto. So that's been needed. This is, first I will touch briefly about five power while we are alive. Then the next five power, the time of death, okay? Pembetto. It's clear? Yeah, power of determination, power of determinations. Anything we do, we have to have determinations, determinations. Say, going to Washington, D.C., so you have to have will to go, right? The same, the power of will, you have to have power of will to go. Just go same like determination, anything. If you don't have the wish to go, probably the trip is more like it's not going to happen. So you have that's like, no. So the Pembetto. So what is that? What is the power of determination? Power of determination, the minute you wake up in the morning, you have choice. Regardless whether you believe in religion or you don't believe in religion, any religion, we all have choice. It's not doesn't mean only people who have religion, believe in religion, have choice. Not like that. Every human, we have equal choice to make. So we make our choice. Every day we make our choice what to eat, what not to eat. To exercise, to not exercise, to eat kale or not to eat kale. Somebody may tell you, okay, it's a very nice thing to eat, it's very healthy, but you make choice. So. Then sometimes what we do, we put the stickers, it says, eat more kale. We put it there, but you yourself don't eat even one bit of kale. That's me. every day, then when you wake up, so then, as a Buddhist, what you do, it's not just for Buddhists, but this is Buddhist, part of Buddhist practice. You think about something positive for yourself. So day begin with, thinking this, my life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. It's hard to understand. So question that we ask, how you become human? Human? How you become human? As I said, this question is very important to ask. How you become human? Do you have any clue? How you become human? Or is it just, you think just accident or according to Buddhism, this is a very important question that needs to be asked. How I become human, you know? So once you're able to answer the questions, so then, you know, in these books, you'll find these books have been taught many, many years ago. So then they say, oh, this is so precious. This is meaningful, so difficult to find. So please don't waste. Don't waste. How you can waste? Or thinking something negative of yourself, or thinking I'm a bad person, thinking I'm this and I don't do this and that. Then this is just how you waste your life, you know. So even the child life, the child doesn't have religions. That is still their life is precious human life. Precious human life does not depend on religions. It's depend on this, you know. So that's every day, as a Buddhist, you know, that's what you try to think. What you're supposed to think, that's what you're trying to think, you know, when you wake up, you know, so you are so grateful that you are alive, you can see, you can, you know, hear, you can move around, you know. So, you know, somewhere, like some people, they are getting so much out of this precious human life, this topic. So that's called power determination. So you are determined to think something good, something positive. You are determined to start your day with something positive rather than just, you know, negative. So then the negative, regardless, Buddhist, Christian, Islam, regardless, non-believer, no, negative is not good. Thinking negative of yourself, that's the last thing that we need. We don't need any of those. Okay? So there's power of determination. So then, okay, so I'm alive. No, I'm so grateful I'm alive, I'm healthy. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do some, maybe do some meditations. Maybe I'm going to read Lam Rim. Or maybe I'm going to like learn how to meditate on compassion, loving kindness. Maybe I'll try to do something, you know, good for some other people, you know, something like that. That's called power of determination. So there's a, let me, Pembetop Sheva Rani Chola Jaravel Hasam Jinishu Teiso. Really happiness begins within the mind, within the mind. So in order to do that, we have to have something to think. We can't generate any happiness within the mind without thinking. We have to think something very precisely. We have to think that, you know, quite deep. So here, of course, you know, this is known based on Buddhist practice, Pembetop Sheva Rani Chola Javi Hasam Jinishite is. So Dharma, the word Dharma, is not religion. Dharma, the definition, Buddha Dharma, Sangha, the Dharma, the definition. Anything that helps you to deal with your negative mind, okay? Anything. Reading, looking at some image, going to church, coming to the center, meditating, doing some work for others, anything that helps you try to deal with your negative mind, that is Dharma. Okay, Dharma, okay. That's very, very important to understand. Chö. Chö la jaya hasam jinishu. So, then, you know, Dharma can be practiced without sitting like this. Very interesting, you know, like, you have like 6-year-old boy, six-year-old boy. Then you see where your practice is. You know, the mom, the mother, that really, you know, like so much they sacrifice, like can't go to even go to eat anything, even go to bathroom. If you have like 6-year-old, then 1-year-old, two of them. So, there's reason why you go out of your mind. It's not like unexhaustible energy, unexhaustible energy. But then, you know, really like, so then, like, then, you know, in order to mind to develop, mind do need some challenge, you know. So then you start thinking, you know, the purpose of practice, you know, it's like just simply reading something or sitting there, you know, like, oh, nobody's bothering you, just sit there very peacefully, you know, everything's fine, you know. All of a sudden something happens, so then your mind keep thinking, you know, this. So anyway, so, so that there's now the definition of Dharma, Buddha Dharma, Sangha Dharma is something that helps you to, you know, to have the, to deal with your negative mind, you know, or let it, not let it grow, or maybe just minimize, or maybe just control, or reduce. No, it requires so much, you know. Or what, probably, probably best way to test the practice of patience, that 2 6-year-old boys with you, all day long. So this Dharma, the definition of Dharma is to something that helps you to deal with your negative mind, okay? Pembe tup sheba rani chola jewe lhasam ji nishu te inje. Teni rani ji te tabi lhasam ji kuchini tenpa tan duwe te tabu yang dagi chani samadhi. Okay, so I'm alive, I'm awake, I'm so grateful, I can just breathe. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do something positive. Maybe like benefit others, you know, or maybe, you know, spread, you know, those message, how to develop compassion, loving kindness, like how people to, you know, how to educate people to, how you say, to live their life, you know, morally, something like that, okay? Yamada. Sinje tamje je tundu rangi sanje kumbha jinja toba chawo nindu samba tangcho. Chöji tundu katubda jingi jiju yogo. This is like chöji tundu sake of dharma. No matter what kind of difficulties, what kind of noise, no? In this case, it's like more like, so the six in my, according to my nature, is more like noise. Sinje tundu rangi sanje kumbha jinja. So thinking, okay, no matter what, I'm going to reach enlightenment to benefit all these living beings. For Dharma practice, katup is like, you know, difficulties. Jingye means like so like distractions for your prayer that you say every day, not able to say when they're 6-year-old boy running around all day long, not able to say the prayer that you say. That's, as a true practitioner, you see this as opportunities. But practitioner like me, as a weak practitioner, see as a tragedy. Tragedy for my daily prayer, you know, I cannot say daily prayer. So that's, I can't sit even 1 minute. Just noise, you know, calling your name, Children, katup means something that has a, able to bear difficulties. Katup. No matter what kind of circumstance, running out, making a lot of noise, tell a mijoba, not leaning on that, mijoba, tell a mijoba, duba chawanyam, semto pewa. So you're trying to increase the power of mind, just seeing there's no huge change in your environment, all of a sudden, huge change in your environment, you're trying to increase the power of your mind, just observing, not to lose your, you know, calm mind, you know, how to maintain that. So that's necessary. Children, look at the jingi jingi, tell me, do what you're saying, so that's what it means, you know. This all falls under the power of determinations, you know. That's how the power of determination has been developed. Okay. Kato the jingi jingi, tell me, do what you're saying, jingi jingi, tell me, do what you're saying, so that's what it means. Nganzo, pembe to, sinji sangwa, tenda, jie kanyang se. That person who is like commenting on this five power, he's passed away probably 10 years ago. He's already passed away. So this is more recent. The author is, you know, this I never got a chance to see person who wrote this book, but I did got a chance to see person who wrote this book. So then all before these books, you know, so I didn't get a chance to see them. But this person who wrote these books, wonderful monk. So he say, Ganzo Pembe Top, because he is somebody who practices Dharma, not just talk about Dharma. Okay? Ganzo Pembe Top, he is saying that to, like, actually developing this, you know, power of determination, developing that perfectly is challenging. That he's saying that it's challenging. But similar, not the real one, but similar. We have to try to develop something similar, no? Something similar. No? Say, no. So we can, like, anything that, you know, like, say, some people make that, they make banana bread very well, banana bread. But you can try, but, you know, even though you cannot make exactly like that, but you can try. If you make something, it will turn something, you can still call banana bread, but it doesn't. It will turn something, you know, so if you have all the ingredients, you put it there, it will turn into something, you know. So if you're trying to, what is called, knitting. If you're knitting hat, but, you know, it's not going to turn into socks, but it's going to turn into hat. But it depends, you know. May not going to be the proper hat, but it's going to be something like hat. So what he's saying is that we should try to develop something similar, okay? We should try every day if we can develop something, some kind of similar part of determination. Why is important I'm touching this? Because the same subject we are going to talk about, time of death. If you have some clue now how to practice those five powers now, so then at the end, if somebody just needs to, okay, think about five powers, then your mind will catch up. That's the point, okay? So this is important. So I've been said this many times, and now here he's saying again, every day, everybody, regardless, long as you have this life, human life, everybody should begin their day with thinking something positive of themselves, okay? Thinking something positive of themselves. That's exactly according to Lamrim, that's how you cannot help other people if you cannot help yourself. Means you can develop bodhicitta if you cannot, you know, help yourself. So that's exactly how you help yourself. That's how the process begins. It begins with thinking something positive of yourself. So that's very important. It's been said here again. He says, Shobaya lang mata, means minute you wake up, rana toga tanju minute, niye gawa, tijin kiyoshi niye, shindu jagawa, tabaju lojong shuji tinja. For as a Buddhist, it's a very big deal, so that you're awake, you're alive, you can breathe, you can see. And also, then not just that, then you, as a Buddhist, you met Buddha's teachings, and you met Lama Tsongkhapa. This is all big deal. It's a very big deal. You know? As a Buddhist, you are not supposed to take that lightly. You know? This is a very big deal. You know? Whether you understand or not, if you don't understand, then you read. You know what he has to say about that, then you read. Then what Phubongkhwa Rinpoche said, like 300 years ago, what he said, and what Lama Tsongkhapa said 650 years ago, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, then you read that the books are available. Then you go beyond that, or what Buddha said 2,500 years ago, then you read. So this all of them said, you know, one after another. That's how all the process began, you know, helping yourself. So helping yourself, that's how it process began. So now here, what do you do? As a Buddhist, as I said, second step. You know, first, just be happy. Just to be happy that you are human. You are just alive. You can breathe. So now second here, oh, so fortunate I met with the Buddha's teachings. So fortunate I met with Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings. So now the second step, third step, what do you do? Here in America, what do you do? you have to come up with some ideas. No, if you consider something practical, something that makes sense to you. Okay, I'm not sure. Like, do you feel that that you are so fortunate that you met Buddha's teachings? Do you not just understand? Do you feel that you met Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings? According to Lama Tsongkhapa, that's a very big deal. So here, like say, environmentally, air you breathe, the road you drive, the water you drink, you go to Nepal, India, see how people they're living their life. So so much complaint here, less complaint in the poor world. So you can't make up your mind how they are living their life. They are living their life, not just one in many, many years. So you can't picture them. How you can live like that. When some of my friends they go to India and Nepal, they see that. So maybe something practical that you can think of, that you can be grateful, okay? Or maybe a wonderful friend, wonderful husband, wonderful wife, or maybe friend or parents or whatever it is, that you basically to have to lift up your spirit. Every day, you have to lift. A minute you wake up, you have to learn how to lift up your spirit. Just rise and shine. That's how Buddhists do. We rise and shine. That's how we do. We think about. When I first came here, this country, like now 14 years ago, the first year I went to Indiana after 3 months, Dr. Brown and Herb. We stay in one hotel. So John Brown said, "Gila, rise and shine." I have no clue. So I don't understand at all. My English is very limited. So now this exactly, according from the Lamrim, that's when you say rise and shine, that's how you rise and shine. Rise means awake. Shine. What means shine means? Huh? So then, that's your saying. Rise and shine. So you have to rise and shine. So rise and shine. That's how you shine. That you rise and shine. That you are saying to yourself, or you are saying to someone else. Someone else. You don't say yourself. Oh.
From rise and shine and give God your glory. That's just a song about God.
Oh.
Like rise and shine and give God your glory.
So we have to say ourselves. Rise and shine. Oh, you don't say yourself, rise and shine? Oh. But somebody's saying, you are saying to somebody, somebody's saying to you. But it's cover, kind of covers. You are, even though you are not saying to yourself, but somebody's saying to yourself. And you are saying to somebody else. But everybody covers in that rise and shine, pretty much.
It's like saying good morning. Like you don't say good morning to yourself, but.
So I like this more, like rise and shine. That's exactly according to Lamrim teaching. That's how you shine, rise, shine like that. Finding something that you can regret. This is not, how you say, this is very important. I think this is very, very important. Not just important, this is very, very important. So we use those because this has been taught long. There's a lot of benefit. So they are not saying, okay, you just think about yourself as perfect. They're not saying that. They're just saying, think something good, something positive. Can be perfect. Why? Because what we call samsara is imperfect existence. You can expect perfections, When you become perfect, you are liberated. Then you are no longer in samsara. When you are in samsara, there's imperfect existence. You are not going to be perfect. You can expect someone else, your friend, your partner, your family can be perfect because this is very important to understand my existence. What is my existence? My existence is very important to understand my existence, how I exist, how I become human, how I exist, my existence, your existence. So then there's sympathy, That's like everybody has to do some some level of difficulties, not just me, everybody, you know. So, Nyeba, Tejin Kyushin, Shinto Jagawa, Tepajim, Lojim, Shinto Jase, Che Zomkawe, Chuji Tinji Dindawa, Zomkawe, this, so they're thinking, according to Buddhism, you know, you can translate into something different. Made Buddha Dharma, Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, you know, not like, in like, somebody's like, you know, like, how to say, controlling my life, such as, you know, like, being a, like, how to say, like, yeah, so in some country, when you're born there, very little, how to say, in our case, Tibet, you know, so like, inside your own country, Tibet, you know, you have very limited right to say things, to express your thought, you know, so it will, you know, probably cost your life to say something that you have every right to say, but you cannot say. No, it's not like the here, free country, you know, so, and, you know, you can do your practice very peacefully, nobody going to come to your house, search, you know, what kind of material you're reading. It's not like that. There's many, many countries that have, you know, like, not have those kind of freedoms. So then there's also something to think something good about. So that's how the power of determination has been developed, okay, according to this book. So this book is commenting this book. This book is commenting Lam Rim, it's all commentary. So, Shobha Lama Tabe Pembe Tote Jigdeni Chaja Tang Chaja Tang Che Ma Joba Kongshi Loi Pemba Nyinda Tong Soba Te Komba Tana Nawa Chichaya Lo Jungi Nyamne To Kalo Jitwa Chapa Re. So, as you are, if you are monk and nuns, so you have, you know, a lot of times. So if you are thinking about, you know, like, then something besides practice, if you are thinking about something else, if you spend so much time thinking about something else, that's not good, you know, as a monk or nuns. So big chunk of your time, you are supposed to think Dharma, you know. So then if you are monks and nuns, then that's how you spend most of your time, you know, maybe doing practices. So then if you are, you know, householder, so then, you know, as I said, taking care of your children, you know, that can be transformed into, you know, huge, how I say, practice, Dharma practice, you know, you don't need to just sit, you know. Increase the power of mind, especially when you're encountering some challenge, you know, some challenge, okay? Mishiki rangi sanda, mishiki rangi sanda tongna, miti jindo, simsu sudo, luka rumuzu kangjeja, tabrede, temutawaje, mishiki rangi sanda tongnaje, miti jindo, simsu sudo, luka rumuzu kangjeja, tabrede, temutawada, kimusho yungsija, simji nyange, tadung, mashiwa nebatar, shobane tani lojungi nyamne, chawane, fimashukche, tiri tula, tiri, nima, tiri, kangjeno, So then if you're doing this day by day, you know, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, you know, all the slowly, so then you become so familiar, you know. Say the example he's using, say somebody just lost husband or wife. So then that person is going through a lot of grief. You know, a friend comes, you know, they sing a song, they try to cheer you up, you know, they do something, you know, maybe read a story, maybe do something, sing a song, or maybe that. But you can still, as a participate, but deep down, they usually have grief, right? Deep down. Similarly, if you're, this is just an example, similarly, if you're doing this practice every day, even though you are interacting with the external world, but deep down, you have this, the grief-like practice, you have this practice, you are kind of like awareness that you've been developed. No, months and years and many, many years that you've been developed. You'll never lose that, like that. So that is like, it's not just there, it's like strong. The grip, you know, grip is strong, you know, no matter, it's like, it's kind of heavy, like that, you know. People are singing songs, bringing food and trying to cheer you up, but deep down you have this grip. Similar, you are participating in the world, but deep down you have this kind of like heavy, like present, awareness about your existence, you are like, you know, everything like that. That's been developed by the power of determination. Okay, how we are doing? Should I explain, or maybe I should just know? If I explain far up just like that, then it'll be finished 5 minutes. There's only five of them. So then, no. Oh yeah. So then, this is like, I thought this is important, like power of determination is quite important. So then, that's how they explain, that's how should be developed, okay, power of determination. So now, when you summarize, it all comes down on helping yourself and helping others. Oh, okay? So then doing that daily basis. Oh. So then in the end, if you say, okay, think about five power. That's all you need to say. You don't need to say so many things, Or you just need to say five powers. That's pretty much in the monastery when monks are dying, what you do, you don't talk to them. What you do some practice. So they just lay down there, you do some practice. So they just sit there, close the eye. You don't say. It's like, if you're talking different way, it's kind of talking, but it's talking through prayers and like there is not really somebody talking. That the person is hearing all the prayers being said, that he's been thinking, and that's how he, like, sees his breath. Okay? So that's the best way to help, rather than saying something, then it's best way to help is like that, So then second one is called power of familiarity. Power of familiarity. The power of familiarity. So that clearly shows you have to have something to become familiar, So that means power of determination. If you have that very strong, if you're doing that practice quite seriously, long period of time, so the stronger the power of determination is, then stronger the power of familiarities, become, okay? So then, so then you have become so familiar, thinking something good about you. Minute you wake up, you're thinking something positive about yourself, and, not to take granted for, so that's something that you can see, something you can hear, something you can read, So, then you think twice, why so many complaints, So why so many complaints, so you think about that, the competitor, So, now, 5 hours about to finish. Power of familiarities. Make sense? Power of familiarities. That means, sometimes it's kind of like, people call me, Gisela, how are you? So I say, fine. And how's your day? I have really nothing special to say. My day is like Groundhog Day. It's just every day is kind of same. You wake up, then you set up an altar, then you say your prayer, kind of same old, same old. Yeah, it's kind of same old, same old. It's been like that, same old, many, many years. So, but still, still not easy. Still, still needs, every day to really, refresh, constantly need to press refresh button. And the computer, refresh button, constantly need to press that every day, press. Not easy. So then, familiarities, you have to become familiar. If you are saying some prayer, someday you really think, then you say something is happening in deep inside. Someday you just mumble, nothing happens. Even you don't know, did I really say that? Yeah, you already said that, but you are not aware. Sometimes then once in a while that you say, you think about it, you feel good. Sometimes like that, sometimes not like that, So if you are doing some meditations, let's say breathing meditations, then you do, you know, good 5 minutes. You just sit there, calm, and you breathe, and, you know, slow, slow. Then you do tomorrow, then you do there tomorrow. Then slow, slow, it becomes like a piece of cake. You know, then you just sit there, doesn't need a whole lot of effort. So then what's it called? It's called, like I say, non-artificial, it just become spontaneous. So then it become habit. Maybe you wake up, then you think something positive. Then that's how your day begin. So that's good. So then that's called power of familiarity. Whether you are doing breathing meditations, concentration meditations, lovely meditations, or doing some prayer. So then you do every day, you know. So then that's how you become familiar, okay? So then the third one is called like power of white seed. That's literally translation. What it means? It means all the good things that you do. All the good things you do. Or feeding a bird in your backyard, cleaning their bath, has a bathtub.
Bird bath.
Yeah, bird's jacuzzi. Cleaning them. being mindful about the bird feeder, doing something small, good things, you know, like walking for meals on wheels or things like that, then donating food to the food bank, then once a while, ordering the pizza for the homeless people, something like that, doing something small, good things here, there, you know. But at the same time, there's so much you can do, you know, but then what you can do, you do. When you do it well. So then you feel good, you know. So that's good. That's good thing, you know. We don't have to meditate. You know, when we meditate, then we meditate well. So that's why, I mean, it's very important, you know. we don't have to do. When we do, we should do it well. When we do it well. So then, you know, in the end, then you feel good. So that's called the power of white seed, means something positive, okay? Something positive. Or something positive doesn't have to be physical, verbal. You just sit at home and think. Open your heart, you know. So think about something, something, somewhere, you know. People are going through so much difficulties, you know. So just think. That's a way to develop compassion. You cannot develop compassion if you don't observe some form of sufferings. You can't develop compassion. You know? So then you just think about them. You just send your positive thought. So that's, you know, develop compassion. Okay. So somewhere in Africa, you know, like the child, the kids. Just about to discover the world, and you can see just rip. So here you are complaining, you know, you have no worry about food, you have, you know, house to live. So these people, you know, so that, and just food that you don't think is very something precious for them, you know, that's how that even kids have no enough to eat. So then when you think about them, you know, so like. Oh, then you realize, you know, there's really nothing to complain about, you know, your life. So then you kind of, you know, like, this, you know, heart, how the heart, mind kind of melts, just observing that. So that's compassion. When you think about the religion, you just say some prayers or maybe send some, you know, positive thoughts. So that's compassion. Okay? So that's also considered as a positive, the power of white seed. So then in this case, you know, if a person is not familiar with any form of practice, then you, in the time of death, it's very, very important just to say something positive. You know, so it's not good to, you know, probably cry in front of that person. So that person is going through, has a critical stage in their life. So make sure that nobody disturbs that person's mind. Just, you know, to, how you say, so we don't have the monastery, like, you know, especially somebody who's practicing a long time, nobody's worries about their death at all. So you know, they've been well taken care of themselves. So what we do is just do some prayers. So that's important, not to disturb that person's mind. You know, you can say something positive, how they raise their kids, how, you know, how they much love their children, how much children they love them, you know. So then like that. And in Tibetan community, not in the monastery, in the Tibetan communities, in the lay community, sometimes people do say, oh, just, can you see His Holiness Dalai Lama is right in front of you. So they're trying to, you know, kind of like plant some positive seed. Sometimes the person kind of nods, you know, says, kind of person that nods, you know. So they just, His Holiness, just here, His Holiness here, then you can nod like. So then, you know, then my, then eventually, you know, there'll be subtle mind that then you can't think and you can't remember anything. Like all the gross mind sees that only subtle mind, the short, the period of time, the subtle mind, you know. So before that, when the gross mind becomes active, so then in that moment, you can contribute, remind them something positive. So then when they go to subtle mind, then can't go blank, you know. So then after that, the dead mind arises. It can be positive, can be negative, can be neutral, you know. It doesn't have to be positive or negative, it can be neutral, you know. It's just like, so then before that you can contribute, you can contribute. So then some external sign that you see in the people's body, you can see, you know, how soon that person will die. So there are certain things that you can see in the people's face. So there's power of white seed. So then that's called, the fourth one is called power of regret. Power of regret. So that's not something that, you know, it's hard to, that's something that you have to do. You know, it's like something that you don't like. This regret is to regretting towards something negative. Okay, I should have done. So when people say, I should have done it better, when you hear that, it's not bad. It's not bad. When the dying person is saying that, oh, I should have done this, how is it better? It's not, it may sound negative, but it's not negative. It is good things. Because that's power of regret. Regretting towards something negative is positive. Regretting towards something positive is negative. If that person is regretting, oh, I gave so much money to this person, so that's negative. The regretting towards something positive is negative. Regretting towards something negative is positive. So that's part of regret. That's what it means. So as a Buddhist, what do? You say, you know, like, if you know how to say, what's the mantra? You say, what's the mantra? You know, so then, say some kind of, you know, think about some kind of purification practice. Some kind of, you know, maybe some, if there's some mantras or what, and in monastery, the people are doing these prayers, then you're constantly hearing them. So then the prayer, you know, there are sections. You go through section by section, then you hear them. That's all you ask them to do. And basically you are laying down, then nobody talking, everybody doing some, you know, rituals or practice, then you keep hearing them. And you used to hear that word many, 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 many times when you're in monastery. You're very familiar. So then you are kind of, you know, your mind is kind of going with that. So that's probably how your breath ceases, you know. So that's called power of regret. Huh? So that's not something, I'm not sure how you can contribute to that. If you are helping, if you are doing some kind of hospice work. So, So the best practitioners, they have no, like, they feel like, best practitioners, they feel like they are visiting their home when the death comes near, have no fear. So then the middle one has no fear. The first one is kind of like going to visit, you know, so when you go to visit your family, get excited, generally speaking, you get excited to go, like that kind of, you know, because they know exactly where they're going, they know. Second one, if they don't know exactly but have no fear, that's the second, that's the best, the second best. Third best is like no regret. So, my brother's wife, you know, she lives in Switzerland. She used to be a heart surgeon. So now she's psychiatrist. Whenever I meet people, I always am curious in my mind, and also maybe I'm more afraid to death than someone who don't believe in anything. Maybe they have less fear. So I always am out of curiosity. I ask them, you know, are you afraid of death? So then she said, I'm not afraid, no. But then I said, why are you not afraid? She said, I don't regret the way I live my life. I thought that's good. She's not quoting from Lamrim, but she said, that's good, no, that's really good. No, so there's the last one, no regret. You know, so I live my life quite good, so no regret. So that's pretty good, I mean, that's pretty good. So then sometimes I ask person, they say, the people say, I'm not afraid of death, I'm afraid what's going to happen after death. So sometimes people say that. Then sometimes, you know, like, I ask them, what's going to happen when you die? And the person said, nothing. So that's kind of interesting. So for me, it's kind of interesting because I believe in, you know, rebirth, things like that. And I said, what's going to happen? She said, nothing. Are you afraid of death? She said, nothing. No. That's, you know, not bad. The fear, you know, that's why, you know, this internal sign, when the element dissolves, you may feel like you are kind of like falling down on something. Actually, it's not, you are not falling down, you are in the bed. You see, when people, witness a couple of people here, I think you don't see them, all hospital there, you know. India, people die at home, pretty much. There's no hospital. So then you see, they're trying to kind of grab their mattress. So they are going through kind of like, you know, this kind of like signs. Falling line, then sometimes they feel like it's very cold, like that. Anyway, so, so that's what I'm going to say. Then, the power of regret, okay? So then the power of, how is it, prayer? Power of prayer. So these are the five powers. So now this is, you know, you can practice while you're alive, you know. Prayer means, you know, prayer. What is prayer? What is prayer? Wish. Yeah. Something that you wish. And we read. Why we read? Because there's a wish, you know, that before us, great practitioner, they put their wish into prayer paper, then we read them, you know, chanted our prayers. So something wish, something, you know, something positive, something good. That's called prayer. Well, so, so here, so then, for example, when you have a headache, instead of just worrying about, instead of putting all your attention on your headache, developing aversions towards headache, your own headache, some people, they just think, oh, headache. So then they think, oh, because of my headache, so may no one go through this kind of headache. May my headache, I say, represent all the headache in the world. So I'm already experiencing headaches. So may this very pain will eliminate all the pain in people's head. Just thought. That's the thought. How is it? That's a thought that counts? How is it? This thought really count. I'm not sure when you say that's the thought that count, this thought really count. So then, you know, when you think, just thinking like that, you know, pain is there, then top of that, there's so much been built, so much pain has been built. This pain is built through mind. So that at least you don't have to go through this much pain. But you know, actually like this, they built like that. So that's, you know, the power of prayer, power of wish, is something like that, the power of wish. That, you know, so then when you're enjoying your life, you're wishing something good for everybody. When you're going through some difficulties, you see you're wishing, you know, something incredible. You're wishing something incredible for all living beings, not just Americans, Tibetans, all living beings. That means your mind becomes like Texas. Vast, you know, it's big, it's huge, it's not just small. It's huge, you know. So no matter what kind of circumstance, if you're enjoying something and you're wishing that, you know, all the people in a remote part of Nepal, Africa, all these people, May I wish them have, you know, the same opportunity, something like that. When you're going through some difficulty, then you're thinking some positive. No matter what kind of struggle, you are always thinking something positive. So that is really what this power of prayer means, like that, okay? So then this become, as the best, what you call, power practice, power. How you say, power is like, someone, when this is like traditional in Tibetan communities, when a person is dying, mainly you go through some, you know, the Sangha member to ask them to do power. Power, the meaning of power is what it really means, like trying to, how you say, send the consciousness to the upper realm. That's what it means. So then this is, according to Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, this five power of the practice of five power itself is itself is a power. If you can die with that, that's the best power. Usually power, you know, makes like, you know, some kind of sound like pay ik, some kind of, that when you do this power practice with someone else, you're making this some kind of noise. You know, you, like there's one movie, what's the movie that movies made? Somewhere in Ladakh, so I think the name of the movie, Pardo or Pardo something. Maybe that's in the center, the library. There's some movie there you see the power practices has been done traditionally. But this is, you know, very critical. This is probably one way to say it's like summarizing lifelong practice into this five power. That's how you summarize. Lifelong practice, you summarize in this. That's all five power. That's what you've been thinking. That's all you're trying to summarize. All day you do, you're trying to summarize in, you know, one of those. So then in the time of death, think about five power. Then you know right away. Because, you know, you become so familiar, you know, then your mind can catch easily. Okay? Well, So... seven point mind training text. In that text, if you read, then you will find also this piece of information. Then also in here, Lamrim book, Liberation Palm of Your Hand. So then if you have any questions about this, then you can send Sarah. Sarah will answer all the questions. Huh? No? But then you can post online, so then I'm happy to answer. Power of determination, power of familiarity, power of white seed means, you know, the things that you, the positive things that you do, power of white seed. Then power of regret, then power of as a prayer or wish. So there's another way is like how to summarize. Like whole practice into those 5 points. So then this is also, you know, So then time of death, you know, you see the power, what the power of determination, that you are determined that you are going to die with, you know, this incredible practice. Say, you know, like if you know how to develop bodhicitta, compassions, you know, then you know, like, you just think about them and how to develop that. Or maybe you can ask somebody to recite 7-point mind-training text. You can ask them to recite. Or you can ask them to recite, say, Edwards' mind-training text. Then you just, you know, meditate. So that's, you are determined that you are going to die with, you know, this kind of, you know, message. That's what you're going to think when you're dying, rather than thinking, you know, something else, all kinds of things. You know? So that's the power, the time of death, the power of determination is like that. Then here, mainly, refers to bodhicitta. So then, I've been practicing, thinking about bodhicitta when I'm alive. I've been thinking about it every day. I've been thinking about this. So now, that's what, exactly what I'm going to do when I'm going to die. So, this is exactly what I'm going to do when I'm in the partner state. I'm going to think of bodhicitta. That's all what I'm going to do. So then, you know, so that's like the power of like determination, that you are determined, that you are 100% sure, and 100% you're 100% sure that what I need to do when I'm going to die. So you're 100% sure, and you know exactly what to do, when to do, how to do. You know them very well. So this is exactly what I want to do. Then you know what will happen. Okay. So then you know thinking something good about as a compared to. So then that's what you're familiar when you're alive. You know, you're every day you just watch something that you do, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's what you do. So then, you know, then you think about, you know, something that you did something good. You think about them, you know, if you know, like, think anything that you did good, okay? Then you regret something that, you know, you did something, you know, wrong. If you have nothing to regret, that's great. That you don't need that fourth power. So then you just jump on the fifth one. You just something good. So it doesn't mean that you have to have five of them, okay? You don't need four of number four. So then you something, or you wish something good. So this is like preparations. We are travelers. When we are about to travel, we pack things, you know? That's how you pack things. This is like packing your things, traveler, no? Traveler, Rozimaji, you know? It's actually saying, like, don't try to travel. Rozimaji, dedishin. So that means that if you really, like, bind, you know, that's Rozimaji, I just made it up, okay? Because I like this. I just made it up based on this. Rozimaji, I say, you know, myself, you know, so don't try to settle. Try to, how you say, travel. Rozimaji means try to move, you know. Dezimaji, Rozimaji. Why? Because you are going to move anyway. You are going to travel anyway. So it's better to travel, you know. You're going to travel anyway, sooner or later. So then I say, you know, like, oh, to pack now, don't wait last minute to pack. So pack now, so that I've been trying to pack a little bit here. Every day, try to pack a little bit here, there. Like 100% sure that you are going to travel. So because of that, don't try to settle, try to travel. Why? Because you are 100% you are going to travel, no? So that's like, that is definite. That's my way of saying to me, it's much more pleasant to say that than saying, telling me, oh, you are going to die, no matter what. traveling sounds a little better. You are going to travel. You are going to travel, drawing issue. Therefore, Dezima, don't try to settle, try to not travel. So then, pack now. Why? Because, you know, because you have no idea when you're going to travel. So better to pack now. You know? So then, you know, when you travel, then you have things that you need. Rather than say, oh, I forgot my toothbrush. So then you all have them because you're packing something, you know. So you can just, you know, like, without losing the core meaning, but you can, you know, like, for it to help yourself, you can just, you know, to sometimes, you know, one word, you have been thinking, it's kind of get bored. That's unfortunate. I'm not saying it's good. Because when it comes to realization, it's not easy. You know, so we get bored, then we change word. Then sometimes it's, okay, that's kind of fun to new word, then but same meaning. So then the last, you know, then it's kind of like, it's like kind of developing power of mind. It helps to develop your power of your mind a little bit. Then slow, so then you think something changed without losing meaning. I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you. So then any question, please, you know, to post online, so then I will answer, okay?
Okay, we'll say some dedication prayers, but first I'll read the prayer list. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Clark Brown, Julio Castro, George M. Gibbetsberger, Machang Odesha, Gary Goldberg, Tig Jones, Maurice, Richard Lanahan, Catherine Powell, Charles Renard, Mark Robertson, Theodore Henry Schreppel, David Allen Swanger, Brianna Yance, Lunabelle the Rat, Simon Oliver the Cat, and Soha the Duckling, and prayers for health and well-being, Kabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Tsepal, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Malik Ability, Joya Colombo, Andrew Cook, Susan Daniel, Richard First, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Vanessa Lilligan family, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Tom McGinnity, Marie Murphy, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Aunt Polly, R.G., Faye Renard and family, Jason Lee Roman, Dr. Albert Sons, Rosemary Cease, Aunt Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wordis, Suzanne Nolan and Neil Williams, Arnie Wynot, Judith Wormser, Betsy Yance, and Pogo the Cat. If you have any names to add, please say them now. Okay, if you turn to the back of the beige sheet, we'll say the dedication prayers about halfway down the page. Gewa din yudu da la. Chu San Cho Rinpoche, Ma Ke Pa Nam Ke Gyurji, Ke Pa Nyam Pa Me Pa Ya, Gone Gondu Pa Wa Sho, Jampel Pa Wo Jita Kyan Pa Da, Kung Tu Zan Po De Yan De Jin Te, De Da Kung Gi Je Su Da Lo Chir, Ge Wa Di Da Tam Che Ra Tu Ngo, Du sun she pe gya wa tam che ki, ngo wa ga na cho tu nga pa de, da gi ge we tsa wa di kun kyang, tsang po cho chi ra tu ngo wa gi. Ga ri ra we kor we shin kam dir, pen dan de wa ma lu jun we ne, chen re zi wan ten zin gya tso yi, Ja pe si te bar du ten gyur chi. Toni nin je zun du jun pe lam. Che cher sel ze gen chen ten drogen. Chan na pa mo ten zin gat so la. Sol wa deb so je dun lun dru sho. Jo nu yin e nam la wan jor tu. Ha wa ta re tsen bar rat so pa. Lo tsang gyal we de ton le pel sho. Sha zir gyeng yur la ma sol wa de. Tu tsu jang chin jang gung gyal we. Ten zing kyung pel we kung zu do por tse. Cho tsung kur we le moon tu dru. Ha da so du je gun du jab ten sho. Mig me tse we te. Gong Tu tari tu re so ha, om tari 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 tu tari tu re so ha. Om tari tu tari tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.